Okay, so I'm going to read the dilemma to you and then we're going to cross to the pool and get some immediate reaction from Show and the gang. So listen up, we want your thoughts too. Hi, Nyland Show, can you please ask your listeners something for me? I went to Carrickclough yesterday with a guy I'm seeing. He suggested it and I thought it was a cute date. Now, I hate the word ick, but I think I got it. He carried a backpack down to the beach and two bags for life. I didn't even notice the windbreakers until we were on the sand. I haven't seen a windbreaker since I went to the beach with my granny as a child, and I just found it very cringe as he put it up. He was delighted with himself when it was all set up. He even had tea and ham sandwiches for us. I want to know if people think I'm being cruel to be so put off by his beach preparation. I just don't think his level of organisation was very sexy. Am I being harsh? Please help. Show, over to you. What do you make of this?
Live from the pool at the Beat Breakfast pool party, Josh has gotten in the water. Like, he's actually on the ground. He's in the pool now. He's wow. Actually fully in the pool. What do I think? I'm not necessarily think you're being cruel, but like, I actually considered buying one of them windbreakers. They were in Mr. Price last week. Yeah. And I've often been on Carrickclough and the wind would absolutely cut you. So they really work. But I don't know if you're being cruel. I just think like the ick is the ick and it's a thing. But I also would really value a guy that came to the beach that prepared.
Yeah.
I'd hop off a ham sandwich on the sand. Yeah. I'd hop off a cup of tea. Windbreaker, like that kind of to me, am I a granny for thinking that that's real, like, ideal situation? Like, he's got every base covered.
He's thinking of you. You know, that you're not going to get sand in your ham sandwich.
Yeah. Josh, in the pool. Hello. I have to come down to you. Go on.
Am I giving my opinion on this?
Yeah, your opinion counts, Josh.
Okay, I think it's good that he's prepared, but I'm also a bit iffy about the windbreaker. I can understand why she get the ick.
Okay, why? Because it's just so old-fashioned.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. Like, I don't know. I think if I go to the beach and I see people with windbreakers, I'm kind of like, what's going on there, you know? I don't know.
So you understand where she's coming from?
Yeah, I get where she's coming from. Now, at the same time, he is well-prepared with everything else, so that's a good sign, but...
When you go to the beach now with your lovely girlfriend, Guiva, what are you a man prepared? Have you got a bag full of your stuff?
She'd probably be more prepared than I would. Now, I get, like, you know, a few drinks, sandwiches and all that, but I wouldn't go as far as the windbreaker.
But what if she's cold and she needs protection from the wind?
I don't know what I did then. You've caught me off here. I'll tell her to go in the water.
Okay. Killian, controversial Killian, our celebrity lifeguard.
Oh, well, I just think Josh should be ashamed of yourself. Like, I just think men can't do anything right nowadays. Yeah. As in, he brings nothing, he's a fool. He brings the whole house, he's a fool. And then women, no offence to you, but you go away for one night and you have the whole house in the back. You know?
Fair.
Like, what is going on with people anymore? He's brought you to the beach, he's brought you sandwiches, saving you money. He would have crumbs on the car, it would have been a nick. He would have had hair on his head, it would have been a nick.
What about the windbreaker? Oh, your sign, celebrity lifeguard sign is coming off.
It's windy. I went to Carrickclough like 2 weeks ago for a walk.
Did you bring a windbreaker?
No one, I wish I had.
It was very
windy then.
Yeah.
It was sunny. But anyway, this is what I say to him. Red card. Red card.
Whistle. Get your sign back on. Yeah. I don't know, Noel. I think I don't think she's been cruel, but I think Killian has a... I can't believe I'm saying this. Yeah. Killian has a great point.
Wow. What's happened? Okay, we have a huge reaction here already. 085-102-9103. What would you say to this emailer? And we'll get your thoughts next. There's a big, big turn against this girl this morning, and I have to say, let's start over here with Lisa.
Well, lads, just on the Daily Dilemma. I think she is absolutely nuts. Do you know how many women would give for a man to be that organised? And all she has to do is go down there and he's got everything set up. I know not all men are unorganised, but usually you see yourself, it's the woman organising all that, packing all that, and then probably put a trail of kids behind her. And this man has everything just done and she's complaining about it. Let her tip on there, and there's definitely a girl out there that could do with that man and deserves that man more than she does, because that is 100% not an ick. It's like what a woman is looking for, a man who will just take over and make the day as easy as possible.
Yeah.
She wants to have a wobble there now in the head.
Sean was on to us too.
Morty Beat! Oh my goodness me. I love that for you, girl. Can I tell you something? Later on, if you ever manage to stay with this young man, for long enough and you decide to get married, that level of preparation is going to be so damn sexy, you're not even going to know what hit you, girl. He's trying. He's making an effort. All right? Trust me, this is a good ick if you got the ick. I would say, see how you go. I don't think this is a bad thing at all.
Okay, thank you for
actually,
that,
you know what? He's so right. There's something sexy about a man that has taken control.
Yeah. Let's hear as well from, is this Jane, I think?
You're absolutely wrong. He's 100% a keeper. That is exactly what you want.
Yeah.
He had everything prepped. All you had to do was turn up. He fed you and everything. I can't see the problem here at all. Like, just think 10, 20 years down the line, if you were to marry a guy and this is the prep work he does, imagine the help you're going to have with the kids. Like, you're not even going to have to ask for it. It'll be done. I don't see the problem here whatsoever.
Yeah, not having it. And poor Eddie, between this recent dilemmas, he just can't get his head around people at all.
He's hot as
well. Am I the only one that's going mad here or what? Because is it just me or is everyone looking for any little reason at all to leave somebody?
Yeah.
They're the whole time giving out about everything. Like, he brings a windbreaker to a beach and he gives someone the ick. Says, I don't know what's going on with people nowadays, stop. They're all gone mad altogether.
You're right, Eddie. You are right.
When you just put it into one sentence, he brought a windbreaker to the beach.
Gone.
And she's like, see you later, hon.
Back on Tinder.
Do you know what? There's probably offers for that guy if he does end up splitting from her. There's many, many people who would be happy to join him on the beach.
Yeah.
Me included. I'm a married woman.
Dilemma's back tomorrow, last one of the week. You can email talk at beat102103.com.